Today, what we are going to talk about is the part two of my last message.
那今天我们的信息是上一次信息的第二部分。
We are talking on the Matthew series.
那我们今天所看的就是马太福音的系列。
Our topic for today is Your Heavenly Father Knows Your Need.
那我们今天信息的主题就是天父知道你们所需的一切。
Your Heavenly Father Knows Your Need.
天父知道你们所需的一切。
The Heavenly Father is the creator of the universe.
那天父就是创造这个宇宙万物的创造主。
Let's revise what we have learned last week.
让我们来重温一下上一次我们学习的内容。
Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal.But store for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
马太福音的六章十九到二十一节，不可为自己在地上积聚财宝，因为地上有虫蛀，有锈侵蚀，也有贼挖洞来偷。要为自己积聚财宝在天上，那里没有虫蛀，锈蚀也没有贼挖洞来偷，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
The eye is the lamp of the body, so if your eye is sound, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is not sound, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness?
22-23节，眼睛就是身体的灯。如果你的眼睛健全，全身就都明亮。如果你的眼睛有毛病，全身就都黑暗。如果你里面的光变成黑暗，这是多么的黑暗。
No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
一个人不能服侍两个主人，他若不是恨这个，就是爱那个，就是忠于这个，就是轻视那个。你们不能服侍神又服侍金钱。
Last week we have learned that the Lord Jesus is telling us not to keep storing up treasures on earth.
那上一周我们学习到主耶稣告诉我们不要积聚财宝在地上。
The Lord is not talking about not to save up a penny.
那主耶稣的意思不是不要去存任何的一分钱。
He is telling us not to keep storing, keep storing, and keep storing.
那他是要我们不要一直的去积聚财富。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because money is not reliable.
原因就是因为钱财都是不可靠的。
There are thieves who may steal your money.
有盗贼可能会偷你的钱财。
There are bad people who may break into your house and steal.
那有可能会有强盗去到你的家去抢东西。
And you may suddenly die and you can take away nothing.
那你也可能是意外而死亡，就带不走任何的东西。
What we should do is to be content with a simple life.
那我们应该去做的呢，就是满足于一个简朴的生活。
If we keep pursuing after money,As if money is the most important thing in life, sooner or later, we will become the slave of money.
那若是我们一直追求金钱，把它看为是生命中最重要的一件事情的时候呢，那我们迟早就会成为金钱的奴隶。
We will listen to it and are willing to do whatever to get money.
那我们就会听从它，也会为了钱财而不择手段。
People will do bad things, unlawful things, in order to get money.
那人往往就会做一些不好的事情，或者是违法的事情，为了是要有更多的钱。
Even to a point of hurting your own family.
那甚至到一个地步，是连伤害自己的家人也不管的。
And the result of this person is living in darkness.
那这样的人的结局呢，就是会活在黑暗里面。
He will be lost in life direction.
那他就会失去生命方向。
And what the Lord Jesus is telling us instead is that we should store up treasures in heaven.
那反过来看，主耶稣教导我们，我们应该积聚财宝在天上。
Treasures in heaven means they are things of eternal value.
那属天的财宝是什么呢？就是那些有永恒价值的事情。
Things of eternal value and God Himself is what life really is.
那生命的真意是在乎于有永恒价值的事情，还有神他自己。
In verse 25 it says, Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor about your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?
马太福音六章二十五节，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，也不要为身体忧虑穿什么。难道生命不比食物重要吗？身体不比衣服重要吗？
Life is much more than food and clothing.
那生命是比衣服还有这些物质的东西更加重要的。
So seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这一切都必加给你们。
All these things means all your physical need.
那这一切指的就是你身体上面物质所需要的东西。
Do you know your Heavenly Father knows your need?
大家知道我们的天父知道我们的需要吗？
He knows you need a job.
他知道你需要一份工作。
He knows you have a family to feed.
他知道你有一个家庭需要去照顾。
He knows your kids grow up every year, and they need new clothes and shoes every year.
他也知道你的孩子们每年都在长大，每年都需要新的衣服还有鞋子。
He knows you are paying off your mortgage.
他知道你有贷款需要还清。
He knows you need to pay school fee.
他也知道你需要付学校学费。
He knows you miss your parents far away from this land, and you want to fly home to see them.
他也知道你想念你的父母，想要坐飞机回去看望他们。
He knows you need money to buy air tickets.
他知道你需要钱才能够买到飞机票。
And he also knows you are not happy.
他也知道你不开心。
He knows you have backache.
他知道你的旧有背有伤。
He knows you are ill.
他知道你生病了。
He knows you are in pain.
他也知道你很痛苦。
He knows you can't sleep at night.
他也知道你晚上失眠。
He knows you are sweating throughout the night.
他也知道你晚上发冷汗。
He knows you have relationship problem.
他也知道你有人际关系上面的困难。
He knows you are going through old age.
他也知道你正在经历人生的晚年。
He knows everything about you.
他知道关于你的一切。
He knows all your needs.
他认识到你所有的需要。
He even knows what you don't know of yourself.
他甚至知道你自己所不认识的自己。
If he knows all your needs, stop worrying about all these things.
那倘若神是知道我们一切的需要的时候呢？那我们应该不要为这些事情来忧虑。
Because worry doesn't help at all.
原因就是忧虑并不能够有什么好的作用。
Don't put your heart on these things. Life is more than these things.
不要把心去焦点在这些事情上面，因为生命是比这些所烦恼的更多。
Put your trust in the Heavenly Father.
我们要把信靠放在天父那里。
Seek him first and experience his faithfulness to you.
要寻求他，经历到他的真实。
Today's passage wants to tell you God cares about you.
那今天我们信息的这个段经文呢，是要告诉我们神是非常关心我们的。
And he knows every of your need.
他深知你一切所需要的。
In fact, he knows your need more than you know your need.
事实上他认识到你的需要比你自己认识自己 更加的深入。
A few days ago, Auntie Lau was admitted into the hospital because of pneumonia.
那几天前，刘婶婶就需要住院，原因就是她有肺炎。
So before Pastor flew off to Israel, we went to the hospital to see her.
所以梁牧师在去以色列之前呢，就和我去医院看望她。
It was late at night. I think it's about 9 or past 9 o'clock already.
那天就挺晚了，已经超过晚上9点。
It has passed visiting hours.
那这个拜访的时间已经结束了。
But because we learned that Auntie Lau was in A&E, it was pneumonia, I think we should go to see her.
那因为刘婶婶是去了急诊，所以我们觉得应该趁机会去见见她是更好的。
So both of us arrived at A&E
所以我们两个就到了这个急诊部。
and inquired about where Auntie Lau is.
那我们就问刘婶婶在哪里。
He looked at his computer and said, "Oh, 7B ward."
那这个接待员就告诉我们他在这个7B 这个病房里。
So we went up and looked for her.
所以我们就可以上去去找他。
When we arrived there, the staff said, "She's not here yet."
那当我们到的时候呢，那边的工作人员就说：“诶，他还没有到。
Must be still in A&E waiting.
”那他可能还是在这个急诊部等着。
So we went back down to the reception.
那我们就再下去到这个接待的地方。
And the staff looked and looked, and he couldn't find any other place where Auntie Lau could be.
那这个接待员就去看资料，就找不出，刘婶婶还有可能在的地方。
So we phoned Auntie Lau's daughter.
那我们就打电话给婶婶的女儿。
She was sleeping. She must be very tired.
那她就已经睡了，那可能是太累了。
She told us, it's in 2B.
那她就告诉我们啊，原来是在2B 这个病房。
Oh, so we thanked the receptionist and then we went to 2B.
那我们就谢谢这个接待员，然后我们就去2B，
And she was not there.
然后他也不在那。
So we went back down to the AE.
那我们再次下去这个接待的地方。
And the receptionist looked and looked, and he couldn't figure out head and tail.
那他也这个工作人员也不知道婶婶在哪。
So finally, he phoned the 7B ward.
那最后呢，他就打电话去到7B 这个病房，
Because the computer system record is 7B.
因为电脑上的记录写着是7B。
And the staff in 7B ward can confirm that Auntie Lau was there.
那照顾7B 病房的那个工作人员呢，就确认了刘婶婶是在那个病房的，
So we return to 7B ward again.
所以我们就再次回到 7B。
And then we found Auntie Lau.
那我们就见到了婶婶。
The staff first told us that she was not there yet, was very apologetic.
那一位起初告诉我们婶婶不在 7B 的工作人员就对我们说抱歉。
Now it's okay as long as we can locate her.
那当然我们不介意，只要我们可以见到婶婶。
So we start talking with Aunt Lau and pray with her.
那我们就开始和婶婶谈话，然后也与她一起来祷告。
Now, after all the detours, it has taken us maybe 20-25 minutes before we can find Auntie.
那这个过程呢，大概经历了大约20分钟直到我们可以见到刘婶婶。
Now, if it were you, what would you think?
那换成是你心里面会怎么想呢？
Oh, so why all this is very late?
或者你会想啊，还要经历这个，已经这么晚了。
But then we just take it easy.
但是当时候我们就是慢慢来，放松的去面对。
So after we pray with Auntie, we are ready to go.
那当我们和婶婶祷告之后呢，那我们就要离开了。
But at that very moment, a surgeon came in And she wanted to speak to auntie.
那就是在那个时刻呢，有一个医生呢就进来了，他想要和婶婶说话。
And she said, can both of you stay and be our interpreter?
那他就对我们两个说，你们两个可以留下来吗？可以做我的翻译。
Now of course, so we stayed and we heard what the surgeon said.
那我们就留下来，就听到这个医生他所说的。
And Auntie Lau can also know of her own situation.
那婶婶也可以清楚地明白她自己的状况是怎样。
So we can see in our everyday life, the Heavenly Father takes care of us to the, all the details.
所以我们可以看到我们在生活中，那神是非常细心地去照顾我们一切的所需要的。
If we could find Auntie right away when we arrived,We might not be able to stay for that long and be her interpreter.
那如果当晚我们是很快就找到刘婶婶呢，那可能我们就结束会早，就见不到那位医生了。
God knows our needs.
那神是知道我们的需要的。
As long as we don't grumble, in whatever situation we are in.
那只要当我们在不论是怎样的情况底下，都不要去抱怨的时候。
And we just commit everything to the Heavenly Father, and we will certainly experience His kindness and faithfulness.
当我们将一切的事情去交托给我们的天父的时候，我们就会经历到他对我们的信实。
The Heavenly Father, as a creator, is responsible for His creation.
那天父作为万有的创造主，他对他的创造物都是负责任的。
The Lord Jesus said, "Look at the birds of the air; they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?"
马太福音六章二十六节，你们看天空的飞鸟，它不撒种。他们不撒种，不收割，也不收进仓里。你们的天父尚且养活他们，难道你们不比他们更宝贵吗？
How true it is.
那这是非常真实的。
We haven't thought about it.
可能我们平常没有这么去想。
We see birds every day, everywhere. This never comes across our mind.
那可能我们每天生活中都会看见飞鸟，但是这样的想法没有进到我们心里。
And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Solomon is a king in those ancient days.
马太福音六章二十八到二十九节，何必为衣服忧虑呢？试想田野的百合花怎样生长，他们不劳苦也不纺织。但我告诉你们，就是所罗门就是当时就是古时候的一个王，最威荣的时候所穿的也比不上这花中的一朵。
田野的百合花是百合花吗？应该是哦。你看这么美。
So the lily in the field is so beautiful.
The Heavenly Father clothed them.
天父就给他们很美丽的装扮。
They don't toil, nor they spin.
那他们也不纺织，也不就是
劳苦。But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is life and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will He not much more clothe you, O man of the little faith?
田野的草今天还在，明天就投进炉里。神尚且这样装扮他们。小心的人啊，何况你们呢？
In God's eyes, man is much more precious than flower and birds.
在神的眼里，人是比花还有鸟更加宝贵的。
If the Heavenly Father takes care of His creation, the birds and the grass and the flower, will He not take care of you, who are more precious in His sight?
那假如神作为创造主都去照顾田野的花还有天上的飞鸟，那 作为你比起花和鸟更加的宝贵，那神岂不是会看顾你吗？
I want to share with you another story.
我想和大家分享另一个故事。
And to see how the father takes care of his child.
去看一看天父是如何去照顾他的孩子。
That is before the person knows of his own need.
就是在一个人敏感到他自己的需要以前。
In mid-August, one pastor in our church who is serving in Hong Kong told us he was diagnosed of rectal cancer.
大概在八月中，一位我们教会在香港服侍的牧师就告诉大家他被诊断出有大肠癌。
He asked us to pray for him as he would be having operation.
他就请大家一起和他祷告，因为他过不久要接受手术。
Before he was diagnosed, he couldn't notice any sign of illness.
那在他被检查出有大肠癌之前呢，就没有身体上的一些的症状的。
How he discovered it was indeed the grace of the Heavenly Father.
那他是如何发现有大肠癌的呢？这就是神极大的恩典。
That day he took his aunt, an old lady, to a clinic to treat a minor cold.
那天呢，他就带他的阿姨，就是一个老年人了，去诊所要去治疗阿姨的感冒。
While waiting to see a doctor, he took the opportunity to join the government's colorectal cancer screening pilot program.
那在等待的过程呢，他就有时间去参加了政府所办的这个肠道的检查。
Normally, doctor on duty in that clinic is family doctor.
那通常在这个诊所当值的呢，就是家庭医生。
However, on that day, the doctor on duty was a highly qualified Singaporean colorectal specialist.
但是那天当值的呢，正是一个专科的医生，就是肠道专科的医生，是来自于新加坡。
And he only served in that clinic for one morning per week.
那他在这个诊所当值呢，一周里面只有一天的早上。
And soon, our pastor found out the doctor is a very devoted Christian.
那不久以后呢，我们的这位牧师呢，就知道就认识到这个医生呢是非常虔诚的一个基督徒。
This doctor came to Hong Kong because he's using his medical profession to serve God in China.
那这位医生来到香港，他的目的就是想去中国用他的技能呢去侍奉神。
He went to China very often to give consultation and training to doctors.
那他就很频繁的去到内地呢，去给医生一些的训练，还有一些的课堂。
And at the same time, he gives Bible trainings to the local Christians.
那同时间呢，他也给当地的基督徒有圣经的课程。
Since the pastor was confirmed to have cancer, this doctor has been very helpful.
那在这位牧师被检查出有大肠癌之后呢，那这位医生就非常的照顾。
He gave him many useful advices and make medical arrangements for him as fast as he could.
那他就给我们这位牧师呢很多的建议，还有去安排很快的去安排各样的治疗。
You see how the Heavenly Father take care of his child and his faithful servant.
大家可以看得到天父是如何去照看他的孩子还有他忠心的仆人吗？
The father knows his need before he notices any signs of illness.
那天父已经知道他的需要了，就是在他还没有任何疾病的症状以前。
Many people have put their trust in the wrong place.
那许多人就将他们的信靠放在错误的地方。
As a result, they suffer loss.
那后果就是他们损失就是非常的惨重。
Let me ask you a question. Why do people store up treasures on earth?
让我问大家一个问题，为什么人们要在地上去积聚财宝呢？
It is for security, isn't it?
是为了有保障，不是吗？
Because the future is uncertain.
因为未来是有很多变数的。
Nobody knows what the future holds.
那没有人知道将来会如何。
So you want to be prepared for the emergency and the uncertainty.
所以你想为紧急的情况还有不确定的情况去做预备。
I agree.
那我是同意的。
Be prepared.
我们是需要做预备。
But unfortunately, many people have chosen to put their security on something unreliable.
但是不幸的是，好多人把选择将他们的保障放在那些不可靠的事情上面。
Look at these three walking aids.
大家看一看这三件帮助走路的工具。
Which one of these is the most reliable?
那三个当中哪一个是最可靠的呢？
What do you think?
大家觉得？
The one on the left, there is only one leg.
那最左边的这个只有一根脚。
The middle, there are four.
那中间那个有四个脚。
The right one also have four legs.
那最右边的也有四个脚。
But of course, the right one is the most stable one.
那当然，最右边的这个是最稳的一个了。
Because it's very wide.
因为它比较宽。
And so it's the most reliable walking aid.
所以在三个当中是最可靠的辅助行走的工具。
If you use the wrong walking aid, you may fall.
但是如果你选择一个不好的这个辅助，那你有可能跌倒。
Many people who put their security on money have come to realize that money is not reliable.
那许多将他们的保障放在钱财上面的人，后来发现钱财是不可靠的。
Money has failed them.
那钱财令他们失望了。
Money can't guarantee they will have a happy marriage.
那金钱不能够确保他们有一个快乐的婚姻。
Money can't guarantee they will have good kids.
那金钱也不能够确保他们有听话的孩子。
Money can't buy them true happiness and love.
金钱也买不到真正的幸福与爱。
Money can't save them from illness.
那金钱也不能够避免他们不生病。
Money can't prevent them from having a sudden death.
那金钱也不能够避免他们有碰上猝死这件事情。
Money can't save them from fear.
金钱也不能够帮助他们去脱离恐惧。
Money can't buy them true friendship.
金钱也买不到真实的友谊。
Money cannot guarantee them they will have a harmonious family.
那金钱也不能够保证你就会有一个和谐的家庭。
In contrast, many put their security on God, have found that God never failed them.
那对比来看，许多将他们的保障放在神那里的人，会发现神从来没有辜负他们。
Nobody knows the future, but a Christian knows who holds the future.
那没有人知道将来会如何，但是一个基督徒知道将来是掌握在谁的手里。
Emergency and uncertainty will fall on anyone, a Christian or a non-Christian.
那紧急的事情或者是没有预料的事情可能会发生在任何人的身上，不论是基督徒还是非基督徒。
But a Christian knows who holds the future.
但是基督徒却知道掌管将来的是谁。
He puts his trust in God because he knows God knows best.
那他选择去信靠神，因为他认识到神知道一切。
And we need not worry.
那我们不需要去忧虑。
I want to read to you more of what this pastor wrote.
那我想为大家读更多这位牧师他的信里面所写的。
He said, though we don't know what holds for tomorrow,Yet we are sure tomorrow is in His hands.
纵然我们不知道明天会带给我们什么，但是我们可以确信的就是，明天是掌握在神的手里。
God always sets table for us in the presence of enemies.
神往往是在我们的敌人的面前为我们摆设宴席。
What the Father has given to me through the doctor is indeed already part of the feast.
那神借着这位医生所给我的，已经是这个宴席的一部分了。
The road ahead will certainly not be easy.
那前面的路肯定是不容易走的。
Since it was all by Father's mercy that my physical problem was discovered at the right moment, I will continue to set the anchor of my soul in front of His throne of mercy.
那既然我的这个病是在无意间神的怜悯帮助我可以知道有这个病，那我就要继续将我的信靠放在神那里，他是我灵魂的船锚。
What the Father began, He will certainly bring to pass.
那神所开始的，那他会把它成就。
And with your supplications and prayer, I trust that grace from Him will be sufficient for me to meet the challenges ahead.
那我深信有你们的带导，那神的恩典是够我去面对前面的挑战的。
May Father's name be glorified in all these.
愿天父的名在这一切事上都得着荣耀。
Here is a person fighting with cancer.
那这就是这个情况呢，是一个人在与癌症去抗战。
But his entire focus is not on his own sickness.
但是他的专注却不是在他自己的疾病上面。
His concern is the name of the Father be glorified in the whole process.
那他的焦点呢，是盼望神的名可以在这一切的事上可以得着荣耀。
People who have put their trust in God are so different.
那些将信心信靠去放在神那里的人，他们是非常与众不同的。
There is no complaining saying, "Why me? Why me?"
不会去抱怨说为什么是我。
There is only thanksgiving.
只有感恩。
He's asking for prayer support, but his letter brings you peace.
他写信是请大家与他一起祷告，但是他的信却带给我们平安。
The peace and confidence which money can never give you.
就是金钱买不到的平安还有信靠。
For thus said the Lord Yahweh.Yahweh is the name of our God, the Holy One of Israel. In returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength, and you would not.
以赛亚书的30:15，因为主亚伟就是神的名字，以色列的圣者这样说：你们得救在于悔改和安息，你们得力在于平静和信靠。但你们竟不愿意。
If you have put your security on the wrong thing, return now.
倘若你把你的保障放在错误的事情上面呢，那要赶快的回转。
Make it right so that you may be saved.
那要把它放正确，那我们才能够经历到救恩。
Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
我们要先求神的国，还有神的义。
Have a living relationship with the everlasting God is true life.
能够和这位永生神有一个关系呢，活生生的关系，这才是生活的生命的真意。
Worry doesn't help at all.
那忧虑是没有作用的。
And which one of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit?To his span of life.
你们中间谁能用忧虑使自己的寿命延长一刻呢？
It's useless at all.
那忧虑是没有用的。
Why don't you use your energy and time to commit the matter to God through prayer?
那为什么不将你的精力还有你的时间用他们去将你所的这些烦恼的去交托给神呢？
And God can give you peace and confidence which no one else, nothing else can give you.
那神就会给你其他任何人都给不到你的平安还有信靠。
Last year, when we traveled in Europe with Albert and Grace, we met a Christian in Romania.
那去年我们和 Albert 还有 Grace 去欧洲去有这个行程的时候呢，我们在罗马尼亚就碰到一个基督徒。
Since then, we have been in touch with each other.
那自从那时候开始呢，我们都有来往。
He wrote to us a few days ago, breaking a news of the death of his wife.
那几天前，他就来信，就告诉我们他妻子去世的事情。
In September, that is 1 month ago, or less than 1 month ago, his wife was found dead one morning, apparently after a cardiac arrest.
那在九月份呢，那他一天早上就发现他妻子因着心脏骤停而去世了。
When he woke up, he just realized it.
那是在他醒过来的时候，他发现了。
In his letter,I can see the same peace and confidence he has in God.
那在他的信中，我可以察觉得到，同样他对神有这样这份的平安，还有信靠。
He wrote, "The children and I, we are comforted by the faith that she had a brief yet complete life, a life of a real Christian."
那他就在信中这样写，我和我的孩子们有确信，妻子的生命虽然短暂，但却是完全的。他活出一个真基督徒的生命。
I will never forget the words that came to me when I first saw her on that morning.
那我将永远不忘记，那天早上我一看到她的时候。
As she lay there in silence, deeper than any silence.And the words came to him is, "She is not here, for she is risen."
那天早上，我一看到她，在她就躺在那里，在最深的寂静还有无声里面，有话对我说：“她不在这里，因为她复活了。”
A person who has put their security on God, you can see how peaceful they can be in the face of a sudden death.
那我们可以看到一个人他将他的保障放在神那里的时候他面对死亡的时候是有这样的平静。
He knows who holds the future.
因为他知道谁是掌管明天的。
Worry doesn't help at all.
那忧虑是没有用的。
You can't solve a problem by worrying.
那你不能够解决一个用忧虑去解决一个问题。
Commit your concern to God through prayer.
你要将你所担心的借着祷告去交托给神。
He knows what we need.
他知道我们所需要的是什么。
Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exhort you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you.
彼得前书五章六到七节，所以你们要谦卑伏在神大能的手下，到的时候他必叫你们升高。你们要把一切忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
There is worry in life.
在生活中，我们确实会有担心。
Any responsible person has worry.
那任何一个负责任的人都有不同的担心。
You worry about your exam.
那你可能会担心你的考试。
You worry about your job.
你会担心你的工作
You worry about your children.
担心你的孩子
You worry about your marriage.
你会担心你的婚姻
You worry about your future.
你也会担心你的将来
It's normal to have worry.
所以一个人有担心是正常的
But if you let worry take control, it will destroy your life.
但是如果你让你的担心来掌管你的时候呢，它就会毁掉你的生命
If you letWorry lingers on, it will destroy your life.
那如果你容让担心一直持续在你的生活当中的时候呢，那就会毁掉你的生命。
It will lead you step by step to serious illness.
那忧虑会一步一步的使你患上严重的疾病。
First of all, you will have insomnia. You can't sleep.
那首先你就开始失眠。
And then you have anxiety.
然后你就有不同的焦虑。
You let you worry long enough, it will become depression.
那如果你让忧虑一直停留在你的生活里面呢，那你就会患上抑郁症。
It affects human relationship because you always look sad and are full of complaints.
那忧虑也会影响我们的人际关系，因为你看起来会非常的忧愁，也会你也会充满好多的埋怨。
It also affects your relationship with God too.
那忧虑也会影响我们和神的关系。
Worry eats up your faith in God.
那忧虑会消耗你对神的信心。
You doubt if God really cares.
你就会怀疑究竟神是不是关心我的呢？
You doubt if God exists at all.
那你就会怀疑那神究竟是不是真实的存在？
Therefore, do not be anxious, saying what we shall eat, what we shall drink, or what we shall wear. For the Gentiles seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all.
所以不要忧虑说我们该吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这些都是教外人所寻求的。你们的天父原知道你们需要这一切。
If you know God already, you should seek His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you as well. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day.
如果你认识神，那你要先求他的国和他的义，这一切都必加给你们。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑。一天的难处一天当就够了。
The last verse in verse 34, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day.
在马太福音六章三十四节那里说，不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
Now this sentence is not negative.
那这节经文并不是一个消极的。
It's not trying to tell you to escape from reality.
那不是告诉你要逃避现实。
Put your head under the sand as if there is no trouble at all.
不是教你要把头埋在地里就假装什么事都没有。
Actually, the spirit of this verse is active and positive.
那事实上这节经文背后的精神是正面也是积极的。
It is praying with faith.
是用信心去祷告。
Why worry about tomorrow?
为什么要为明天去忧愁呢？
You aren't even sure whether you will have tomorrow.
你也不确定明天你是否还活着。
What you ought to say is, if the Heavenly Father wills, we shall live and we shall do this and that.
那你应该说的是，若主愿意，我们就可以活着，那可以做这件事情或那件事情。
Commit your life to the Heavenly Father who holds the future.
要将你的生命去交托给那掌管明天的天父。
If you already know God, or if you want to know Him more, I'll invite you to make these two verses as your daily prayer.
假如你已经认识神，或者是你在寻求去认识这位永在的上帝，我邀请你将第33节还有34节作为你每天的祈祷。
If you pray with a humble spirit, and if you pray with faith, you will certainly experience God's faithfulness to you.
如果你是用谦卑的心，还有用信心去祷告，你一定会经历到神对你的信实。
Let's read this verse together, these two verses together, and please use your own language.
让我们用自己方便的语言来一起读这两节的经文。
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这一切都必加给你们。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。 If you pray this with faith, you will certainly experience God's faithfulness.
如果你是像这两节经文所说的，这样子用信心去祷告神，你将会经历到神的信实。
To conclude my message.
那我信息来到结尾了。
Many people, after having cancer and are dying, will regret they have spent most of their lives on earning money and spend too little time in seeking the real life.
那好多在生命尽头或者是患上癌症的人，他们会有这样的感叹，就是过去花了太多的时间在赚钱上面，而没有珍惜到那些真正的生命。
When will people start to think about what life really is?
那人们什么时候才认真的去思考真实的生活是怎样的呢？
When will you start to think about what life really is?
那你会什么时候才开始去思想生命究竟是怎么一回事呢？
I hope it's not when you are lying on your deathbed.
那我希望不是当你躺在这个病床上，生命将要终结的时候才开始。
Life is more than food and clothing.
那生命是多过饮食还有衣裳的。
He knows your physical needs. He knows very well that this physical life is not what life is all about.
那神是知道你生活所需要的，他也知道这些生活所需的一切并不是生命的真意。
True life.Lies in having a living relationship with the everlasting God.
那真正的生命呢，是在乎和这位永生的上帝有一个活生生的关系。
May God bless you all.
愿神祝福每一位。
So, let's be quiet for a moment before God. After we heard His message, let's pray to Him.
那我们花一点安静的时间在神的面前，当我们听到他的话语之后呢，让我们一起向他祷告。